Trade your fears for faith in God. Exodus chapter 3, verses 4 through 6, New King James Version. So when the Lord saw that he had turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, "Moses, Moses." And he said, "Here I am." Then he said, "Do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground." Moreover, he said, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Brokenness involves removing inappropriate pride and self-reliance and building healthy God-reliance. God tamed Moses' self-reliance and pride in the desert. But to create trust, he had to break the man's fears. Moses dealt with different kinds of fear in his encounter with God. Number one, fears concerning himself. God responded by assuring Moses of his purpose. Number two, fears concerning God. God responded by overwhelming Moses with his presence. Number three, fears concerning others. God responded by demonstrating his power and commitment. Number four, fears concerning his ability. God responded by providing him with a partner, his brother Aaron. With his willfulness broken, his fears overcome, and his purpose affirmed, Moses finally placed himself in the hands of God. Life is filled with trade-offs. Moses sacrificed his status and material possessions to prepare for his life purpose, and then to fulfill it, he had to sacrifice again, relinquishing the security and safety of obscurity in the desert. If you desire to lead, then you must be ready to make sacrifices. These are the words of Dr. John C. Maxwell. The stories of the Bible oftentimes seem to be obscure, confusing, or even difficult to read or understand unless and until you truly become a Christian born-again believer. Once that event has occurred, the Holy Spirit of God has then come into your heart and mind to take up personal residence and become your guide and conscience. Living under the guidance and direction of the Holy Spirit permits a person to easily relax, fully trust, and become highly productive, full well knowing that under the care of your Heavenly Father, everything is going to work together for good in your own life. The major trouble with man is that he, or she, has this overriding desire force or cause, operating in their fleshly bodies and minds, driving them to try to be in total control of all of the people, places, and things that are going on in their lives. Such is not the case. Is not the way God designed things to work. God is sovereign over everything and everybody on this earth. He is always in control, not you, whether you like it or not. You see, once you know who you really are and what you are really going to do with the use of your own life, and once you have asked for and received the Holy Spirit of God to come into your life to guide and direct you, then and only then will you be able to trust God enough, to wait upon the Lord enough, and to believe enough in the omniscience of your Creator, Father God, so that you will be able to relax and let the details of all of life work themselves out as directed and controlled by the God of the universe to your own personal favor. The entire process, although rather simple, is going to require lots of hard and long hours of work on your part for days, weeks, months, and even years before your goals are reached and your dreams realized. Success is indeed a long-term process. It is a crock-pot affair, and it is only going to take you the rest of your life to accomplish by finally achieving what it is that you are really seeking as a reward, blessing, or inheritance. Selfishness is the foundation for all sin on earth. Selfish people always want to have their own way. They always want the outcome of events that they desire, not as others desire. Failure is a long-term result of all sin and selfishness. So if you are selfish and sinful, and we all are, then God is going to have to break your selfish spirit before He will reward you with a servant's heart and empower you to use it. Remember, real leaders, real and true successful people, real servers of other people and their needs are always in a posture and position of being in total submission to God Almighty and His laws of the universe. Remember, real leaders, real and true successful people, real servers of other people and their needs are always in a posture and position of being in total submission to God Almighty and His laws of the universe. Such servant leaders clearly know what God's purpose for their own life is and is to become. They continually sense His presence in their life and at work in their efforts. They know God's power and His commitment to them and their divine purpose and how He will use it. And He will always provide the servant leader with all of the necessary and required people and partners that they will ever need in order to complete His mission for their lives. And in so doing, establish themselves as recipients of the promised blessings and rewards He has prepared in advance for them to receive. Be flexible, be loving, and caring for the needs of others, and trust God to provide and protect you from all harm and adversity. Believe in your Creator, in your country, and in yourself, and in what you are doing with the use of your life. Make necessary changes in your thoughts, words, and actions. Do the right thing and do it properly. Love God and love other people and serve them both. Then success for you will be assured. God's greatest blessings to all of you.